Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Well, I'll be a hitchhiker in an Easter Bunny costume. Hop in. Where are you headed?
BJ's Wholesale Club to do my Easter shopping. I have so many baskets to fill.
That costume is so lifelike. There's not even a zipper.
Oh, there's BJ's. I can hop out here.
Look at him go.
Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 on practically anything in one transaction through April 20th. Coupon will appear in your digital gallery on April 24th. Terms apply. Go to BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's. Absurdly simple savings.
Welcome to Championship. The Championship podcast known as Two Chunks and One Hunk. And I'm Jordan.
I'm Doge. Today's punchline: bagels. Bagels.
What do you call a hunting dog with extra gluten?
Nice.
A bagel. That dog? That's a bagel.
What was your... No, here's an answer to your... Here's an actual joke. What was Cephas's favorite book series animal when he was in elementary school? It was a bagel. Wishbone.
It's bagel. Bagel. Wishbone.
Wishbone to bagel. Wishbone to bagel.
Wishbone.
He a bagel.
You guys ever think about how basset
y'all remember that dog,
like
Wishbone?
Wrong beagles.
It's just somebody got in the character creator for Beagle and just started really messing with the sliders, and that's where
they just pressed the button that said ragdoll physics, but only for skin.
They said, oops. They enabled mods to push the little icon far over to the right outside the bounds of the
slider. That's Basset Hound, though, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. That's Basset Hound. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said bagel.
It's a beagle without God mode turned on.
You start with a bagel, enable console commands, and just really mess
Griffin
up his
McElroy
face.
Didn't get his head on it, or his hands on it.
What kind of bird hangs around?
Yep.
The San Francisco.
Bagel.
A bagel.
A gull from the bay.
What do you call seagulls that live near the bay?
Got it.
Bagels.
Got it.
I don't know why you'd be calling them a dog.
Why are you calling them a dog? They're a bird.
Why Jordan, you call,
you're
I don't know
on
why.
The wavelength of this website.
You're doing really well.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm Carter, and we do have a champ that you would love to have on a chip. We got a sauce champ, but we put it on a chip. It was really not even close. I don't remember the last time a championship round was this far apart. But if you're listening to this, you likely voted. And our champion is Chewy's Jalapeno Ranch.
Always was going to be.
Empirically, the best sauce
the number
of
one
all
sauce.
Time.
It was always
the number one sauce. We need to get
there
a super
no
cut together. Maybe Chewy's is big enough or small enough that they would shout us out. That they'd be like, hey, best, we got the best sauce. And Two Chunks says it. I don't know if they care. But it would be fun because this was our conversation. The supercut would be like all of these matchups were, already know it. Like when I'd be like, okay, three, two, like, go ahead. I don't know if it was ever on separate ends there. I'm glad we did it officially, though. That was a lot of work. I appreciate the two of you and the time that you put into that.
Good science takes time. Good science takes energy. But good science will always yield you good results.
That's right.
I really like Chew's Jalapeno Ranch.
It's a big...
Hey, I bought the... I was at the grocery store today. I bought that fridge ranch that you were saying is good.
Good stuff, huh? Good. Have you had
it
yet?
No Chewies. No Chewies. Haven't had it yet. Oh. I know it can't compare
possibly.
Of course
it's not Chewies.
To Chubert's.
It's not trying to be Chubert's. Dressing.
But I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, having some, I would say
some
it's
pork al pastor tonight for dinner.
70% of Chewies ranch.
Okay.
I don't think 70% of the way to Chewies ranch.
Chewies is 70%? Not selling their ranch just on the shelves. And I think it's because... No. Now, granted, Chewy's has a lot to offer, but really, do you think less people go to Chewy's if you can just get the ranch at the grocery store?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
100%.
So much you could put it on?
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade to Miss Chewy, because I do love the Big Is Your Face burrito. I do love the fajita chicken that comes inside it and the boom sauce that comes on top of it. But the jalapeno ranch is why I'm pulling it.
Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Because if I have access to jalapeno ranch, now it's breakfast. It's on my eggs and my
now
bacon. It's
now
everything.
I'm not thinking what should I make for dinner. I'm thinking what could I put jalapeno ranch on?
Yeah.
Jalapeno ranch for your pizza crust?
Yes. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Is the way.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on a red spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm putting it on pasta. Right?
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
On a mango. Yeah. Give me some mango in there with some tahini. Mango and ranch, dude.
You can put it on regular stuff.
Yum. Cinnamon
I've never
rolls?
Heard anybody call it red spaghetti. I'm putting it on a red spaghetti.
Well, my bagels. That's my bagel. My bagel's favorite spaghetti is red spaghetti. I have, we used to do a little thing where we would check in on the TV and movie news. I called it In the News. I want to try something different now because it feels like people just know the news. It feels like, with the access to our Discord, I'm hearing from people on our Discord before I hear from my other channels that I would normally hear TV and film and pop culture news. So what I'm going to try and do now is give you four more. I want to give you four things you probably haven't heard yet. Shout out, though, to Claude, who's running our social media. She caught a couple of these. But I'm breaking them from 4 to 1 on what I think are the most really interesting to me, but ultimately for our podcast, we can talk a little bit or not at all about them. But number four, if we look out into the fog and we hear that beautiful, beautiful music, we see someone walking through. Is that Mr. Darcy? Have y'all heard about this? Pride and Prejudice getting a TV miniseries. Yeah. Jack Loudon.
Oh, really?
Jack Loudon to play Mr. Darcy. Jack Loudon of the lead of Slow Horses, of the husband of Saoirse Ronan.
Nice. Good job, man.
Yeah, you got it.
Known as Saoirse Ronan's husband, Jack Loudon. Jack Loudon, Darcy there. And then we've got our Elizabeth Bennet. Lizzie Bennet as being played by Emma Corrin. You would have seen them as Princess Diana in The Crown. You may have also seen them as Xavier's diabolical stick they fingers in your head. Which is wild because the old Mr. Darcy was in that.
Was also in that movie.
And they just kind of said, no, this is mine now.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Emma also in Nosferatu.
Also in Nosferatu. Yes. Everybody. Man, I need to see that again. I'm going to watch that.
That movie rips.
It's on Peacock many more times.
It's on Peacock now?
Is it now? Mrs. Bennet. We have only these three castings so far, but they hit some of the ringers here. Mrs. Bennet will be played by Olivia Colman, who I love.
Oh, hey, that's awesome.
A ton. So, Pride and Prejudice, no zombies. We got a TV miniseries. It's going to be six episodes. There'll be a sex episode, maybe at least one.
Yeah.
If they stick to the book. Number three here, Sinners. Have y'all checked the Flixster rating of Sinners right now?
Pretty outrageous.
I haven't. Did they love it?
100%.
They love it.
Everyone is like, Coogler got his hands on something original and he has redefined many genres here. That everything pays off. He gets the point across. Everyone's like, this is sexy, scary, good time. Absolute crazy movie. This is a big... I mean, anyone who's got anything releasing in IMAX, they're saying this is a movie. But I think people are really encouraged by hey, we want some original content that's going to do really well. That's not just, you know, and Coogler's done really well in that vein too, right? Of picking up a story that already exists and doing his own thing. But now he's got his centers out there, and we've got Michael B. Jordan with a old time machine gun looking as Creed as ever, you know,
shooting as Creed up. As ever. Is that called a Tommy gun?
I think it's a Tommy gun.
Old ones like that?
I think it's
old
a Tommy gun. Style? The like circle.
Yeah.
We're big gun guys on this podcast.
I just know that's what he says in Home Alone. I believe you, but my Tommy gun don't.
Be my Tommy gun. So. Number two, most exciting thing. Four more. My number two is Denis Villeneuve has cast strong rumored his villain for Dune Messiah. It be one Pattinson, our Pat.
Get out. Get out of
here. Lie to you not. My guy is...
This is true. I saw this.
He's just burning his way through the famous skinny white boys, and
he's getting
it,
them all. He's getting them all.
I need to
all.
Lose some weight so he'll call me, dude.
Yes. Denis is French? His name is super French.
French Canade, I believe.
French.
Ah. I just like to imagine he was watching Mickey 17 and he was like, I want one. I'll take one.
I'll take 19. Give me 19.
Give me a Robert.
I would love to have
Give me a Robert. Stat.
Perhaps we could have number 19. How do you say 19? Give me Batman. Oof. My French accent has sounded like Arnold. It's turning into Howard.
It started pretty good.
Everything turns to Howard. Dune Messiah, which I think is going to be Denis' last Dune movie. That's got to be
it. I'm ready for some non-Dune Denis Villeneuve.
Right.
His next project was rumored to be Rendezvous with Rama, though. The adaptation of that classic mid-century sci-fi novel. I think that he might still be doing that before Dune 3.
Okay. Fine, dude. I'm whatever his pace, man.
I'm fine. I'll watch everything he makes until I die or he does, dude.
I'm fine. Number one on the four more here that I'm most excited about. It's official. The Academy... of motion pictures, best stunt design is going to come to the Oscars in 2027.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's great.
That's going to be an official on the rotation. Not sure why it's 2 years away.
I don't think it's a hot take, but my sort of like current take on the Oscars is that the entirety of the Academy Award, everything would be so much more interesting with better more fun categories.
Yeah.
And I just think that like the prestige air around the Oscars has sort of like taken the air out of the fun of movies. And not that I think that like, I don't think Mission Impossible needs an Oscar for people who like Mission Impossible to continue liking Mission Impossible. But I just feel like honoring things that actually make movies fun, in addition to stuffy things that make movies sometimes and often lame and boring. Like, I just feel like instead of being like, how much is this movie a chore to sit through?
Yeah.
Is a weird way to honor movies, which is just not how most people watch them. And I love a good Oscar bait slow burn, but there are so many movies that I feel like get honored so much that it's just like, this movie's important. And it's like, okay, let's let important movies be important and let's let badass movies be badass and let's honor both because they're both movies. That's what movies are.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel that same way about all award. It's like, let's bust, you know, the Grammys wide open and get a billion more Grammys out there for like fun, different things, you know, best wordplay, best what, like do interesting things. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just like, as a guy who's bounced off of award season because I think I've bounced off of prestige anything in my life recently.
Right.
I feel like opening it up to the masses. Let me and all of my sweaty, unwashed friends come in and enjoy watching somebody receive an award for best titty popped. Like, what's the... dang, this was the absolute best dong hang. Like this guy dropped trow and showed dong better than anybody else. Here's your award. Like I want to see that at the Oscars.
Would you like favorite male butt kicker?
Yes.
Favorite female butt kicker?
Yes. Best punch.
Favorite funny star? Yeah.
Yes. Thick, yes. Meatiest punch is an award that I want handed out.
Like I won the Oscar for most powerful guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, give me an Oscar that's like loudest thing. This movie was the loudest moment in theater.
the Oscar for loudest thing. Are you reading a list of awards?
Cutest books? Couple. Yeah, it feels like this is the vibe that Jordan's looking for. I don't know if I've ever seen this before, but have you heard of the Kids' Choice Awards?
Let's go, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and maybe at the Oscars, like maybe Ian McKellen could get slimed.
Oh,
yeah, maybe
no! Sometimes.
Hey, listen to me. I'd start watching again.
I'm sure I'd start watching again. They're like, we got to get Jordan back.
And the Academy Award for Most Powerful Guy goes, the slime all over me. Oh, the slime.
I'm just saying, if I wanted to watch a room full of rich people yank each other off for 2.5 hours, I would tune into politics.
Oh my Ooh, God,
and there
dude.
He is. And there he is. Let's just have some fun. Let's just have some fun. I could watch Congress.tv if I wanted to watch a bunch of billionaires
C-SPAN.
Say things that make other billionaires feel good.
Mm.
Oh, let man. The boys play.
Just let them.
Just let them play.
That's the four more, dude. That was the four things. We're off to a hot start. I love it.
I really do think I just want adult teen choice awards is really what I want.
Adult choice awards.
Give me, adult choice awards.
With the things that you have said in detail, it is very adult. It's just turning into something that this podcast is not about.
I'm sorry that I won an award for best dong in a movie. Sue me.
It's not even the actor because it was a stand-in. They're like, wait, who is this guy?
No, it's time for Popstar to get his laurels for that one scene in particular.
How is he holding so many bagels?
I'm just saying, with the way Danny McBride talks about it for Righteous Gemstones, where he's like, every season we try and up the amount of dongs that we show. This season, I promise, is going to have the most male frontal nudity of any season. It's a guarantee.
I'm afraid it's going to get away from him if we don't recognize him. If we are just like, Danny, you're doing great. He can't rest until somebody tells him he's doing a good job.
It's like the thing where people talked about there shouldn't be billionaires once you reach $999,999,999. You should just get a plaque that says, congratulations for winning capitalism.
You did
and
it.
Every dollar you make above that goes to, you know, people who need to eat or do things like medical care or like have a house.
Nah, you're sounding crazy now.
I'm a little spicy on my politics right now.
You know what you're just sounding like? Bit. You're sounding like a Ryan Coogler presents Sinners.
Hey.
That's our movie for Two Chunks Movie Club this month. So if you want to go see that with us, there's still time. You can join our Discord. Isn't there still time? There's still time.
Are we in shout announcements right now? What's happening?
No, I'm just it's integrated now.
Oh.
It's part of it. It's always been part of it. But
Jordan
now
looked around the room wondering where that came from.
This product placement.
I love the integration.
No, it's what it was is nobody would have noticed it, but now you called it out. So
this
I'm
is like when Superman is about to die, but he reaches for an ice cold Pepsi Max.
And we love that. We all love that. Pepsi Max is like the anti-kryptonite. It's the Krypton yes of Superman's life.
What? Krypton day?
The opposite of night.
Is it Krypton O? Night and yes.
Night and yes. The opposite of night is yes.
What a beautiful yes.
As you both know, Sinners is it's a flick from Ryan Coogler that features, I don't think this is a spoiler, it's in the trailer, some monsters.
Oh, we already knew this.
Yeah.
I want to let you know, I've been going on a bit of a rabbit trail here, and I want to make sure for people that have not seen the Dune movies and might be excited about getting into that Dune Messiah, I have a little bit more tea on who Pattinson will probably play. This is for all my, you know, meatheads out there. Maybe you only like sports. You're not into like the big economic government based sand dunes and I can make it really pretty simple for you. He's going to play Skytale. Pretty awesome name. That's
really cool.
Skytale. Now pay attention. This is from 10-2010 AG. So Skytale, stick with me, Face Dancer of the Beni Thylax, and later the youngest Masheka and the last Thylaxu master who played a prominent role in major historical events. Just in case you weren't into Dune
yet. If you didn't love it before, that'll get you going.
There are so many moments.
Like the Derek Jeter of the Dune universe. Yeah, dude,
there's so many times that I am like, I think the reason I chose to read it was I was so excited. Like, I'm soaking this in. And in my mind, like, half of it is like, yeah, I don't really understand it.
I think the secret is like, that, like, yeah, Dune kind of sucks a little bit. And that's why it's so fun.
Yeah. Dune is one of those things where you say all that and it's like, oh, those are all cool words I can't wait to learn about. Then forget about them.
Yeah, you could have told me his name was going to be Mordecai Sagittarius and it would have made zero difference to me.
Oh, 100%. God, Mordecai Sagittarius is so powerful.
That's a nice sci-fi name, huh?
That's great.
Back pocket. Mordecai. I'll bleep it out. We'll save it.
Yeah. I'm going to say it a bunch of times.
Our next Imagine Dungeons campaign.
Mordecai Sagittarius. Mordecai Sagittarius. Mordecai Sagittarius.
You can call him
Mordecai. He's appearing in my mirror. He's in my mirror right now.
Mordecai Sagittarius. Oh,
Morty Sag, Sinners, for sure.
Sorry, back to Sinners.
Monsters in Sinners, we know this. And we know to fight monsters, one must be...
strong.
No.
Brave.
A monster killer.
What? Brave. Brave. Not a monster killer. That's a silly answer from a silly boy.
Forgive.
There's monsters, and to fight monsters, we must be brave. Bravery, guys, I want to present kind of you... I want to present you with a choose-your-own-adventure here on thetop10s.com. I have pulled two lists for us, and I would like you to choose which list you think you can get the most answers correct on.
Doesn't matter.
These are crowdsourced lists
from a
completely indecipherable audience. We can either play the top 10s with the top 10 best classic movie monsters, or you can try your hand at guessing the top 10 bravest characters in movies and TV series.
We got to go bravest.
I think we do, but that sucks.
You want to choose bravest?
Yeah, dude. The bravest, dude?
The top 10 bravest.
So brave.
So to give you... All right. We're locking in bravest. So to give you a hint of what you're missing, the top 10 classic movie monsters, Frankenstein, Dracula, Norman Bates, The Bride of Frankenstein, King Kong, Godzilla, Nosferatu, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Wolfman, and Mr. Hyde.
Oh. Bad list.
So the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The League of Extraordinary
and Sean Connery
classic movie monsters.
I'm at a point in my life where if you don't have a Predator or Xenomorph on your top 10 movie monsters list, I don't respect you.
Hey, that new animated Predator anthology on Hulu looks awesome. I am very stoked about that.
I haven't seen that.
It's Spider-Verse style animation.
It is. So and cool. It's like Predator through the ages. Like, they're doing exactly what is the most interesting possible thing to do with Predator.
Yep.
We're like, here's Japan Predator. They already did it with Prey. Like, just put a Predator at any point in history.
It's like Assassin's Creed, dude.
Yes, it
just
is.
Just drop a Predator with some Vikings. Let me watch Vikings fight it. Drop a Predator
just keeps jumping into hay barrel carts.
Yes. Yeah. Drop a Predator in the American Revolutionary War and let me watch a bunch of people with muskets get murdered. Like, it's
great.
Just fun.
It's just always going to be great. Okay, top 10 bravest characters in movies and TV series. This comes from the top 10's user Cyber Rat. Brave characters can carry a film to greatness and inspire us. Here are some of my favorites. Please add any you feel merit inclusion.
Me,
top 10 bravest characters.
I go, do your guess, Jordan.
Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, so brave.
So brave.
So brave. So brave in the name, not on the list.
That was the bravest toaster I'd ever seen.
Strike one. That was a brave guess. I'll tell you what.
How about
I'm going to add your name to the list.
William Wallace, Braveheart himself.
In the name, on the list. Kind of why the movie is called Braveheart.
But not why the movie is called Brave Little Toaster.
So it's not a top, what number is it?
Number six.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Samwise Gamgee.
So brave, dude. Legitimately brave. So what's going to happen is Jordan's going to have what it should be.
So brave. No, so brave. Sam is number 19. Sam does not appear in the top.
At least he's in the top 20.
He made the page. I didn't have to click load more, but that is another. That's two strikes for you.
Ellen Ripley,
parentheses Alien series. Is number five.
Hey. So brave.
Jordan, can we get a point on the board? I think that bravery
is doing the thing even while you're scared. And that's why I think that
Is that what you're about to do?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo is one of the bravest boys.
He gets up in there.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? Because I can't find you on
Famously Ooh, Afraid. Famously up in the mix. That's pretty brave to me.
Famously still doing that thing, although he is afraid. Yeah, man, Scoob's not. I clicked load more. I'm down in the 50s. Scoob's not on here.
Wow, dude. Give me Superman, dude. That's a brave dude, man. I never see him turn down.
You're not brave if you have nothing to be afraid of. That's what I say.
Wow. Superman, not on the list.
Interesting.
You're not brave if you have nothing to be afraid of.
I've got one, though. I've got one ready, dude. I've got one cocked in the Tommy gun, dude.
Tell me what it is.
I can't. Show me. It's on my turn.
Oh, no, my Jordan's out. Jordan lost. He got three.
He's already
in a row.
Out,
wrong.
Dude?
Yeah. Yeah, spit that guy out your Tommy gun.
Ever played John this Snow. Game before?
John Snow.
John Snow. What's particularly brave?
Running against an army by yourself, bro? In the Battle of the Bastards?
I mean, yeah, but that show has cuss words, so this audience hasn't seen it. Jon Snow is not on this list.
Okay.
They pop a titty in that show.
They can't. They do. Jordan would give him an award.
Homeschool principal doesn't let you pop titty.
Homeschool principal.
That's wild. Tell me this, Carter. You got two strikes.
I've already won.
You've already won, but I want to see how many you can get. You've got two points right now.
Probably the bravest that I've ever seen in a movie. For someone to know that they're going to die.
Wow.
Yeah.
And still walk that cross to Golgotha, bro.
Mm.
Jesus Christ. Mm. Of Passion of the
Boy.
Christ.
Yeah. Not on the list.
What?
Although I do appreciate the guess. He's actually from something else before the movie. That's an adapted screenplay. So I don't think he makes the list.
Okay.
Carter, with a very brave 2 points, takes this. Our top 10 bravest characters in movie and TV series. Number one, and I think you all are going to love this, Captain Nathan Algren from The Last Samurai, Tom Cruise from The Last Samurai, is the bravest character in any movie or TV show ever.
Okay.
The only white guy.
Number two, Mulan, parentheses from Mulan.
All right, I respect that. Pretty brave.
She fought against huge odds for the honor of her family from Cyber Rat, the author. Number three, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's kind of how I started my Jesus guess. Really, there are a lot of characters that like know they're going to die.
You started at Obi-Wan and then pivoted?
Yeah. Then I was like, meh.
Bravery was never an issue with old Ben. Great. Number four, Harry Potter from Harry Potter.
Wow.
I wondered if I should add him, seeing as I'm far from an expert on the franchise, but come on, even I know this guy faced an incredible amount of pure evil.
Mm.
Number five, Ellen Ripley, point to Carter. Number six, William Wallace, also a point to Carter. Number seven, John McClane, Die Hard.
Brave.
Very brave. Regular guy, very brave.
By himself.
Number eight, Dutch from Predator. Very brave.
Crazy brave.
Brave guy. Number nine, Ophelia from Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah, little kid. Brave.
She's very brave. Number 10, Lucas McCain from The Rifleman.
What?
I can't believe that Lucas McCain from The Rifleman is in the top 10 of this list. But hey, he's there, guys.
Yes, you can.
He's there, guys.
You totally can.
You can't believe that?
I am surprised by that, I believe.
Why? On this website?
I mean, this website, sure, but like The Rifleman's final episode was April 8th, 1963.
Brother, this website, everybody contributing to these lists has only ever watched TV with their dad sitting next to them.
That's the only time I've watched The Rifleman, so that would track, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
The program was titled to reflect McCain's use of a Winchester Model 1892 rifle, which had been customized to allow repeated firing by cycling its lever action.
Crazy, dude.
That's the Tommy gun that we've
been
looking for.
That's what Michael B. Jordan's been shooting, dude.
That's what it is. That's Tommy's gun. That's the top 10 bravest characters in movies and TV. Carter wins it with 2 points.
There you have it definitively. Let's go to shout announcements, non-product placement style. Oh. right, let's do it. Welcome to Shout Announcements.
It's every time I think he can't do it, he does it. He started it while he was yawning.
Yeah.
That was amazing, dude.
It comes from the same place.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Shout Announcements is now.
Here it is. Hey, we're not going to have an episode next week.
Not a single one.
Get over it, I guess. Two, go listen to Imagine Dungeons.
Yeah, once you stop crying about new episodes, you stop being such a baby.
If you miss us so much, except role playing as someone else, except also playing with really good friends who are super more talented than us and probably should have their own podcast and not us, then you should listen to Imagine Dungeons. Get on over
there. If you've ever listened to this and been like, man, what if Doge was like a kind of an insecure nerd?
Oh, man. Sure hope that was a joke.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah, go watch that. Go listen to it. Go watch it with your ears. Get on our Discord. I mean, Doge already talked about Discord. You know, we can head back if we want.
Wow. Look.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
See what happens when you save time? When you habit stack your podcast and you do two pieces of content at once, you get all this time back.
Look at this.
That's true. I always forget that my network is my net worth.
If you're not on that grind, even while you're podcasting, what are we doing?
If your circles aren't discussing stocks, bonds, 401ks.
It's crazy that you're still on 401. I'm on 402.
Stop.
I'm on 402ks right now. I'm on LinkedIn right now while we're podcasting.
My money.
That's so good.
My money works for me.
Underneath this shirt, I have a fleece vest on. It's great. It's amazing.
It's a warm chest too.
Hmm? Show it to me.
Oh, I can't. I don't want to win an award at the Adults Choice Awards and get slimed.
Well, you won't if the vest is there. There's no award for best vest.
Yet.
There can't
be. I'm trying to win the inaugural best vest award.
Guys, this coming weekend is Easter weekend. And I thought, what better way to celebrate someone who was born again than people who were born once? Let's play A Star Was Born.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Yeah.
Do you have podcasting on your LinkedIn as a skill? Because I'll endorse that skill right now.
RN TBH.
I'll get on and endorse it right now.
Improv:expert.
Improv expert. This Sunday, this Easter Sunday is also 420. So that's crazy. So these are also some 420 birthdays. I've got them for you. Born
Lord,
April 20th.
I lift your name on. Hi.
Get it? Nice.
Talking about weed.
Happy born in 1964. For those of you that have not heard A Star Was Born, this is using IMDb, which often gives us grief. But in this game, these guys tend to win it more often. We're going to have their upcoming and credit list of actor or actress in which they were born on this day. The guys have three random shots within that anonymous list at first to try and guess who this is. April 20th, 1964. This gentleman who will be turning 65?
71.
Boop. Bad. So 61. Bad. No, not 71. 61. 61, 61, 61.
Doge just logged off.
I made bad number myself. I made bad number. 116 acting credits. 9 upcoming credits. Born 420.
Upcoming. 9.
I'm fine. I'm fine for us to do any of these upcomings.
Oh.
Believe it. So technically, we're going to say 125 credits to his name.
111. One, one, yep. One.
One, one, one. Ones across the board. Ones have it.
Ones across the board. Andor.
I won my board.
He just got kicked off Celebrity Big Brother.
Wow.
Andor.
Andor. Stellan Skarsgård.
Happy birthday, nephew.
Such a good little kissy noise.
Let's see if we can get...
Happy birthday, nephew.
June?
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 June.
Or June. Mamma Mia. That's a spicy movie.
So Andor was 111.
111. I think Dune was pre-Andor.
Let's go 196.
Yeah, 96. Sure. Yep.
Okay. Let me count.
Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle.
Legend of the Jungle.
I don't know. Who's in that movie?
It's the non-Disney Jungle Book.
Was Stellan Skarsgård in it?
Guaranteed. He's got a good voice for an animal.
Let's go even further back.
Happy birthday, man cub.
Let's go even further back.
Further?
Yeah.
Is it possible?
I think it's possible by about 80-something.
80.
Huh?
80. Trying to hit him with that part of the ship, part of the crew, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Could be.
Arthur Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Arthur.
I think it's Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah, I'm comfy with
Happy
Stellan.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Stellan Skarsgård, lock it
Stellan
in.
Stellan Skarsgård, lock it in.
Happy.
He feels like a spring birthday.
Sick happy birthday, Andy Serkis.
61 years old, born April 20th, 1964. Upcoming credits include... The Batman Part 2. He's Alfred again. He's Gollum again in Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. He is going to be a voice actor for, I mean, obviously, Animal Farm, being directed by Andy Serkis. Starring
it's like all mocap, I bet.
Starring Andy Serkis, Kathleen Turner, Kieran Culkin. Okay. Interesting. Bit of a downer, that cool one, but not too different than just turning on. Turn on the news these days.
Wow.
Next.
There he goes.
I just a bit of Jordan in here. Yep. April 20th, 420, 1937.
Whoa.
This individual, 63 plus 20, is going to be old. He's turning
88.
Old, dude. 88. Here's the acting credits for you, friends. 251 acting credits for this gentleman.
Stellan Skarsgård has to be older than 61, right?
I think he is, probably.
Like, by a good bit. Like, probably in his 70s, I would think.
You didn't stop me. So that's kind of on you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let him know.
200 something credits?
251, man. My guy.
251.
Read them and weep, I guess.
248.
Yeah, sure.
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Live action, I'm assuming.
Was there a live action show?
Yeah, Netflix.
Is that right? Okay,
yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
it's got to be if it's
was,
that recent.
I heard it was fine.
Sure.
Let's go.
222.
Man, that's really recent.
It's 30 movies ago.
With the rate this guy's cranking them out, that was 6 months ago, though. 222. Let's say 222. Two's across the board. Twos have it.
Well, great idea, Josh. The future is here. How sci-fi becomes reality.
Do you think this is George Takei?
Maybe. I've never heard of this. Have you heard of this?
It's got to be a documentary. How Sci-Fi Becomes Reality. Somebody from classic sci-fi with a good voice for narration.
I mean, it could just be featured in answering a question or something.
That was 222. You got one more guess left.
He was born on 420?
On 420.
69.
Yeah, all right.
Hang on. Give him a pause, the audience, to let him stop laughing at the funny numbers and then say what it was.
I got to get there 1 second.
That's okay. They're still laughing, I bet.
The New Adventures of Johnny Quest.
I mean, I got no reason to not guess George Takei.
It's that middle credit, the like how sci-fi becomes reality. Feels like that's got to be somebody from a classic sci-fi. Leonard Nimoy has been dead for too long to be in the Avatar show.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance they're letting William Shatner near that one. James Earl Jones, maybe? He has since passed on, and Carter did not introduce this gentleman as a supernova, though.
I did not.
George Takei. I think it's George Takei.
Let's go with George Takei.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Happy 88th birthday. Y'all were 4 credits away at that 69. You were 4 away from Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. George Takei.
Nice.
88.
Yes. Well Wonderful. Done.
Well done. Our final gentleman, born on 420, 1983. See, this one's a little easier because it's just 5 years older than me. 41. 41 years of age on this Easter Sunday.
42.
42 years of age on this Easter Sunday. That's an easy one. That's an easy one. That's an easy one. I am on myself. We're going to have actor and self. This is a popular self individual. This makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 90.
90. A popular self individual.
But that means like the IMDb credit for those of you listening that it just says they're there as themselves. Technically, they're like famous 90 enough.
Credits.
Takei had some of those as self. And you were right. That sci-fi credits. Thing, he's the narrator of that short.
Got a great voice for narration.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done pretending it's not 69?
Yeah, it's got to be.
All right.
Because that's the year we went to the moon.
Mm-hmm. And that's
I don't know why you all thought we were choosing that.
Do you remember that because of the influenza episode of Even Stevens Like I Do?
I've never watched a single Even nor Steven in my life.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
As self. Now, this person's famous enough to have made it to The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. This narrows it down.
I'm pretty sure so is Grumpy Cat. So,
narrows it down. Quite 5 episodes.
5 episodes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So it's not, it's not Jimmy then.
P fame, dude. This one's going to be hard.
Let's go 87.
Yep.
87. The Kelly Clarkson Show. 2 episodes as self. Very good.
Okay, why did you do self? Like, why are we including self?
Because there's only 10 acting credits. Do you just want to go to the acting credits now?
No.
How many acting credits does this guy
have? This person is self
10.
So much.
10.
Self so much, but only 10 act?
Let's do 10 act.
No.
All right.
No, I don't want
now.
To do
we
that.
Got, we only got one more guess, and we can't win, but you made it like this.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Me and Bagel over here.
Just why don't you just shut up and pet your bagel?
Just pet your bagel, my little bagel.
Let's go really early.
You mean everything, Bagel.
2.
2.
How early?
I was thinking like more like in the teens, but
13.
Yeah.
Lucky 13.
Rachel Ray. TV series. One episode. You need to let's get it. Let's get one of these acting credits. Do a
no
1 to 10.
No way, dude. No way.
Do a 1 to 10 on the acting credit. It's a special for his birthday. He would want it. You can't deny the birthday boy.
Six.
Six?
Six.
That's funny because that's the show Big Mouth, but he's voicing himself. So good. Yes.
How old is this person?
I don't 42. Even know anymore.
42.
42.
I think it's a 42. Musician. About to be 42.
A musician who acts. How old is Timberlake?
You think Timberlake's 42 only?
No, I think he's probably upper 40s.
I think he's upper 40s. You're on the right track, though. I think it is an acting musician. My first thought was like Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Okay, I was thinking John Cena originally, not before I started thinking musician, but he's definitely acted more than 10.
He's got more than 10 credits, yeah.
He's definitely acted more than 10.
It's a singer who sometimes acts.
I think probably a singer. The Kelly Clarkson thing is what makes me think is probably a singer.
Also down to voice themselves in a what comedy. Is likely a parodying way.
Or it was just one of those things where it's like, at the apex of the episode, the kid stumbles upon Chris Martin from Coldplay and he's just like, it's actually going to be okay. Don't even worry about it. It's actually going to be fine, Nick Kroll's character.
Oh, man.
Do we know this is a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do know it's a boy.
A 42-year-old gentleman.
42-year-old boy.
How old's Paul McCartney?
I'm about to just say it.
Why would you do that?
Time.
Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Chris Martin from Coldplay. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Can you imagine if it was? That would have been wild.
He's older than 42 for sure.
Happy 42nd birthday to the best head of hair in show business. Tan France of Queer Eye.
Oh.
Tan France.
Voicing himself.
Voicing himself on Big Mouth.
Tan France acts?
Yeah.
As, he was as himself once.
In Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, he was a commercial actor. In a TV series in 2019, Gay of Thrones, he was a dragon.
Yeah.
The host of Dressing Funny. That really, the two things, like the commercial actor, he is Zubair and Deli Boys, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which I watched.
Sir Benedict in Princess Power. Yeah, he acts.
Okay,
yeah.
I just had to mentally click a puzzle piece into place because I was trying to figure out what Deli Boys were, and then I realized Deli, like D-E-L-H-I, right?
Mm. Let me go back.
Oh, see, I'm thinking Cold Cuts and Salami.
That's what I was thinking too.
That was my first thought, and I was like, interesting. He runs a very upscale deli.
No, dude, it's D-E-L-I. No, they a pair of pampered Pakistani American brothers lose everything when their convenience store magnate father suddenly dies. Like it, so it is deli. It's a deli, but okay. It's a play on. You know, you got to think it's
a play on.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, I'm with you.
You're both right.
That sounds like that ran for four episodes, probably.
That's a really fun title, though.
It's in its first season.
Quite a bit.
It's in its first season currently?
On Hulu, yeah. Season one.
Do people like it?
Yeah, people like it. 7.2 on IMDb.
Wow. This is what other people like. Survivor. And it's happening right now. Let's talk about Survivor very quickly.
Two more people gone.
Once again, we merge but don't merge. That's got to stop.
Stop doing that.
Quit doing that.
Let the boys merge, Jeff.
That's got to stop.
Quit doing that. Love that our like battle. Now, granted, Say was battling with everybody, but Say and Cedric, they both leave. Chaos.
That's great. I love it.
But the fact that Cedric made jury and Say did not.
That is so funny.
Shout out to people, production helps us believe what they want us to believe right now. But the fact that nobody's talking anymore about Eva having an idol when everyone knows she has one is crazy. She's this far.
Yep, yeah.
Even after she was like clearly one of the top three strongest people on this island in our immunity challenge. No. And she's up there with her two big brothers.
Yeah.
Joe and Dave. Hey guys, love y'all so much. Go get them.
Yeah, I think the fact that Joe and Eva made it completely untargeted through this last episode is shocking to me.
Yeah.
It's very new era of Survivor to me.
I think, too, it is a very strong season. I think with Cedric and Say gone, it's officially just Chrissy that I think is the only person that I wouldn't really care to have win. Everyone else, I'm totally down. And so I would imagine on a strong season, to please everybody, do you have to like to please the viewer? Do you have to talk about voting off everybody? Because everybody's a threat, it feels like.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm displeased because I agree. Yeah. I think that there's a lot of options here. And as a viewer, it's been so long since we've had a true like battle of the Titans at the end of a season of Survivor that I'm here for 100%.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's stupid gameplay to not, but I also understand that if you're, you know, Camilla or Kyle and you're looking around and you're going, I don't think we have the bandwidth to get them out right now. Let's not even bring their name up.
You got to keep your heat level real low right now.
Yeah.
I love that it's very likely going to be something that happens within the last two episodes that wins somebody Survivor.
Yeah.
I think not just how they pitch themselves. I think that in itself is so fascinating and one of my favorite things about the gameplay. But there's going to be one singular competition or one singular move or something that is going to be hidden for a long time that they get to reveal that's going to be the deciding vote. Because I think we're going to have a ton of people on the jury that will have no idea what to do.
I think so too.
I think the moment Chrissy is out, there's no potential goats anymore. And even Chrissy is working hard.
That's why I think Chrissy's very safe for a while.
Yeah, I do too. But she's working really hard. So I don't know.
Well, I like Chrissy quite a bit. And I actually think she's very smart. I think she's... It was stupid of her to talk at Tribal and say out loud that she wants the buddy-buddy stuff to end.
Yes.
But the fact that her eyes are on that target already is right. Talking about it was wrong. So I think something she'll face some consequences there.
I think will change the way that you watch Chrissy from here on out in the season. Chelsea noticed very nuanced similarity here that Chrissy feels like Cecily Strong playing a character.
Jess says that, dude.
Are you kidding?
Jess has been saying that since week one.
100%.
Very much, though. I think it's exactly right.
Isn't that crazy?
Astute observation from Chelsea and from Jess.
And from Jess. Yeah.
They nailed it.
Yeah.
They nailed it.
So good.
Completely agree. Something that Chrissy, I think, along with a few other members of this cast, continue to remind me of the importance of as a viewer is that Tribal Council is part of the game.
Yeah.
Like Tribal Council is not your confessional.
Nope.
You are not by yourself. You are still playing Survivor when you're at Tribal Council. So you don't have to say everything you're thinking.
No.
That's part of, I think, what got Say into such... This is why Say was on the back foot the whole season. Because Say's, I think, cardinal sin is just, let me go to Tribal and say either exactly what I'm thinking or the thing I know is going to basically kick this anthill and make everybody frenzy. That's still, like, I don't know, man. This season, I'm really reminded of, like, at Tribal, you have to still try to play the game strategically.
Yeah.
You're not just 100%. Answering fun questions from Jeff.
No. And that's that you're getting grilled too. Like Jeff is singling you out because he wants everyone to have a shot at this part of the game. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you ever think about what your butt cheeks are doing the first time Jeff is like, Doge, he seems to think this. What are your thoughts? And you're like, everyone does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I've always thought that it's sort of two thoughts that rattle immediately one after the other. The first thought is like, I would just be like, I don't really feel like answering that, Jeff. And then it's like, no, you wouldn't, dude. Like, you want to be the guy that's like, I'm actually going to play my cards close to my chest. But then Jeff is sitting right there and tensions are high and your adrenaline's pumping and you say some stupid stuff and you're in trouble. Yeah. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to think that I would be like, actually, I'm not going to incriminate myself. You're not a lawyer, so I don't have to do this. And then you just do, I think.
And then Jeff hits you with like, Jordan, do you think it's time for the Kumbaya to end? Because I hear them saying that they think that needs to keep going.
And you're like, well,
Jeff, yes, I think I should vote out all of these people tonight. Give me more paper, more markers.
I actually think that the best possible practice for a tribal council, there are two career paths that give you the best possible practice for a tribal council, and that is politician or like pageant queen. Like being able to like answer something that makes everybody feel good and nobody feel bad. Yeah. And that's like, I think that's a real skill set to be able to be crazy diplomatic.
I'm going to add another career to that. Podcaster. What's what we're so good at.
Yes.
That's definitely. It, dude.
And that is why, to end today's episode, each of us is going to say our name and pretend that Jeff just asked us. It's getting a little kumbaya in here. Do you think it's time to end the love and start the game? That's the question that Jeff has just posed to us. For Two Chunks and a Hunk.
End the love and start the game.
Like, yeah, this group, you probably weren't hearing it right. This group says,
oh, Jeff.
This group says that actually.
JoJo Siwa? Jeff Siwa?
Dreamcast on my tribal. I did choke on my Jeff.
I hate it when I choke on my Jeff.
So outwit, outplay, and dives. I'm journeying all around the nation.
Jeff in a flaming Corvette. Oh. Okay, so I meant convertible, but I said Corvette. You knew what I'm
sure it's
right?
A Corvette convertible. You got it.
It's
right.
Probably a Corvette convertible, is probably what it is. Yeah, Jeff just looked at you and he was like, Jordan, this group over here says that everybody's good and there's no problems at all. What do you think? Do you think it's time to play the game? And then I gotta be like, yeah, my name is Jordan. And I'm like, Jeff, it's funny you ask that. I have a question for you, actually, Jeff. What do you think I should say right now?
Ooh.
Yeah. Balls in your court, okay. Probstie.
And Jeff just starts doing the robot.
Yeah, but then he does all the dances he knows.
The other three dances he knows besides the robot.
The cha-cha.
The King Tut.
Is the bossa nova a dance also? Because he said bossa nova, but that's not a dance.
A specific drum beat.
Probably.
I don't know. I'm waiting for Jeff to ask me a question. I'm just a boy.
No, it's already happened. Waiting the question's already happened, big dog.
Give it to me one more time, Jeff. Get a clean take.
Wait, everybody over here says it's fine. What do you think?
You're going to laugh in Jeff Probst's face? Not a good look.
I can't believe that. Well, Jeff, I'm Doge, as you said, in your silly voice. That was great. You know, that's what Survivor's all about, right? This isn't just hanging out on the beach with your friends. This is Survivor. And I'm the guy who got up off the couch, you know, and I'm out here. And I think, Jeff, Survivor, the great thing about Survivor is that the game is big enough for all of that, Jeff. The game of Survivor is such a great game because in Survivor, you learn so much about yourself. You can learn how to love other tribe mates who are different than you. And you can also learn how to outwit, outplay them, and outlast them. Jeff, if you want to play Survivor, you can go to cbs.com and apply to be on Survivor.
Up until that last part, that's about pretty much what goes down most times when that question's asked.
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes or two.
Yeah.
I would consider myself studied.
Kinda. Everybody over here is like, they're happy. But you seem distressed. Why?
You're turning into Guy the Halfling from our Christmas episode.
I was kind of starting to veer into Teen Girl Squad from...
Yeah.
Oh, very much.
Yeah, dude.
I'm an opossum. MSG.
Well, I'm Carter. Jeff, by the way, I know I look so much like my other tribe mate here, but I'm Carter. I know I brought my twin. I'm Carter. And I want to say, yeah, I do think it's kumbaya really for everyone except in a little bit Cedric and everyone who writes his name. Because I think those are the ones that know that this isn't all just fun and games. I think when we get to look at the shock in his eyes right now and the shock that will come soon, I think it's going to hit some people pretty hard that we're not playing games anymore. Can we vote?
Ooh.
Boom. Wow. Just getting in there, dude. Yeah.
Wow. Start swinging.
What if Survivor started being more like the challenge? Lord have mercy, bro. Sorry. Mary, you just punched Cedric. You got to go home.
Welcome back to camp. Here's some vodka.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And that's...
That's how you podcast.
The moons hit your eye like a big pizza pie. And that's... A podcast.